गाढ़ तृष्णा एंड व्हाट इज द मार्जिनल एब्जॉर्प्शन इन थॉट, दैट इज तटस्थ लक्षण. एंड व्हाट इज द मार्जिन, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग, व्हाट इज द वर्ड फॉर दिस एब्जॉर्प्शन? तटस्थ लक्षण इज ए मार्जिनल, बट व्हाट इज द वर्ड फॉर दैट? परम आविष्ट कंप्लीट एब्जॉर्प्शन. सो दीज आर दी, वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस दिस, सो आई एम जस्ट, वी हैव टू स्टार्ट टुडे चैप्टर 16. सो राग आत्मिक भक्ति इज परफेक्शन, साध्य, ऑलरेडी गोल अचीव्ड, या दे आर इटर्नली लिबरेटेड. एंड रागानुभक्ति इज साधन भक्ति इन प्रैक्टिस. देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन द टू. रागात्मिक इज परफेक्ट, स्टेज ऑफ परफेक्शन, एंड रागानुगा इज इन ए प्रैक्टिस, राइट? नाउ दीज आर द टू टाइप्स व्हाट आई वाज आस्किंग, काम रूप एंड. सो व्हाट इज द एग्जांपल ऑफ काम रूप रागात्मिक भक्त? गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन. And what about Sambandha Rupa in relationship? Vrishnis. There's a word is Vrishnis. Now here there is some commentary of our acharyas. Because Rag Atmik Bhakti cannot be anywhere else except Vrindavan. There's no ragatmik bhakti in, say, ragatmik bhakti is very small only in Dwarka, little, but nowhere else. Therefore, this Vrishni actually refers to now, just carefully listen. There was a king, Devamid. He has two wives, one Kshatri and one Vaishya. From Kshatri wife was born Sursen. And from the Vaishya wife was born Prajanya. Sursen has a son, Vasudev. And Prajanya has a son, Nand Baba, and other four brothers. So because they are also Vrishni, so Vrishni here means the Gopas in Vrindavan. So here Vrishni means those who are in Vrindavan, Gopa. Because they are ultimately coming from the same lineage. And in Dwarka only friendship, but in Sambandh here, Ragatmika Sambandh in Vrindavan is Yashoda and Nanda, Vatsalya, Shubal, Shridhama, Sakha, Raktak, Patrak, Servitude. So they are all Sambandh. And in Dwarka, sometime only friendship is considered Sambandh. Why it is not Ragatmika? Because awe and reverence. Because anywhere else except Vrindavan, the opulence of Krishna makes the devotee awe and reverence. But in Vrindavan, it is unequal Sambandh. Well, Kamrupa is Sambandh also, conjugal mellow, Madhuri. But Rishila Rupa Goswami has described separately simply to show its more importance. And what is the example we have learned? It's like Everybody is coming, but king is also coming. So, the king is also citizen. Every citizen is there and king is also there. King is also citizen. So in that, with that example, this is all relation, but this relation is very extraordinary. So remember this, and now we are going. This is what we discussed already. Here we analyze out of the five relations, three are out automatically, only two are left. Gopiya kamad, this kam of gopis. Generally kam means, what Srila Prabhupada wrote for kam, sensual. But this is transcendental. This kam is not material kam. The whole person of gopis is just to give pleasure to Krishna. They have no self-interest at all. So it is called, why it is then called kama? Why it is not called prema rupa? Because the spiritual relationship of Madhurya Bhakta and conjugal cannot be understood by any other example except kama, which is only the attachment in this world, little bit. They don't follow any, you know, restriction of the scripture. I'm just giving example of this worldly calm. There's a woman going to meet his friend, and she was so much absorbed and attached. There was some person he was offering prayers, and his all things were in front. So she just climbed over all those things and ran, and person become very upset. When she came back, he asked, why did you do this? You don't know a saintly person doing prayers, and you have spoiled all his paraphernalia of prayer by climbing over and jumping and putting your foot on. She said, I thought, Maharaj, you were absorbed in love of Krishna. How come you saw me? I was going from here. In my worldly love, I did not see you that you are here. So in my worldly love, I did not see that you are sitting here or something is here. I was just focused in my own absorption, nothing I can see. But what about your puja? It was simply a rules and regulation, and you were not focused on your object. The point I am making in this is that this type of material calm possesses somebody so much so that they are ready to do anything. Like Bilva Mangal, we have this story. He was so attached to Chintamani that middle of the night, he wanted to cross a river and he thought there is a wood and it was a dead body. Then he wanted to jump and go to the first floor. He thought it is a rope, Chintamani has put, it was snake. So he could not differentiate between the wood and a dead body, and a rope and a snake. And he reached there. This type of material absorption is called calm. But the only defect in this calm is this. This kaam is for personal enjoyment. But gopis' kaam is for Krishna's enjoyment. They have no personal interest at all. So, Kaviraj Goswami writes, kaam and prem has a gulf of difference, like a day and night. Prem is like gold, and kaam is like iron. Kaam means satisfying one's own senses, and prem means satisfying Krishna's senses. This is the difference between the two. Is it okay? So, kaam word is only used to give a understanding to materially minded people what it is. But actually this is a very pure transcendental love. So gopis, yes, fully spontaneous. Kansa fear. So fear means is not favorable. According to the definition of Uttama Bhakti, anukulyan, it is not anukulyan. So Kansa and Shishupal, because they are not anukul, means favorable, so they are out of this definition of the Uttama Bhakti. Now Yadus, well, what is here is Yadus, which is accepted here because of this Sambandha from this verse of Bhagavatam. Because they have some Sambandha which is at the friendly level. Affection, Pandava, Sneha. Well, there are two reasons given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. If we consider Arjuna is a friend of Krishna, well, then he is already like a pure devotee. He is already pure devotee. They have a sneha for Krishna. But because Arjuna is seen having awe and reverence when he saw the universal form of Krishna, so he is not raag atmik for the raag anugas to follow. He cannot be example of raag atmika to be followed by raag anugas. He is pure. They all have a pure love for Krishna, but they are not coming in this category of Vrindavan. And the bhakti, Narada, it is a Vaidhi bhakti. Because he himself said, I followed all the rules and regulations, hearing from the sadhus, following rules and regulations. So it is a Vaidhi bhakti. So it is not Rag Atmik Bhakti. The discussion is Rag Atmik Bhakti. There are only two, Sambandha and Kaam. And then, yes?
Like you said, Arjuna gives Purpose said in Bhagavad Gita, right? The five parameters are friendship is 180 degrees. Arjuna, Purpose is eternal associate. Not in this life, in every life, he was with Krishna as a friend.
He has a friend in Dwarka, as a friend in Hastinapur, not in Vrindavan. That is, Vrindavan primary rasa is only favorable for Rag Anuga Bhakti. We are discussing actually Rag Anuga Bhakti. So for that we need the associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. So that is because of the definition. He is definitely, he is a Sakha, Krishna's friend.
But he's never been like in Vrindavan with Krishna, he is a Sakha.
Not as such. There's no. Only Krishna sent the Akrur to find out about the Pandavas from Mathura. When he left Vrindavan, then he only took a little interest that what Kunti is doing, what his sons are doing. And after that, they have a relationship. They are also very exalted, but not in this definition. Now, this is, what is this? How to understand that the gopis and Kansa achieve the same goal? Because ultimately, Narada says they all are liberated. So the difference of liberation of the two, what is the difference of the liberation by two? Example, sun and sunshine. So the Kansa, they enter into the Brahma Jyoti, which is like sunshine. And the gopis are in the Golok Vrindavan, which is like sun planet. The other example is king's palace and kingdom. One is in the kingdom of the king and one is in the palace of the king. So the Brahma Jyoti is like a kingdom. And palace is like a Golok Vrindavan. So they go to the kingdom but not to the palace of the king.
Prabhu, sometimes we read that Srila Prabhupada explaining that somebody who enters the Brahma Jyoti, but again they are forced to come down to the material world. So here on page 122, Prabhupada says that those who have achieved liberation from material contamination and those who are demons and are killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead become absorbed in the Brahma concept of life and reside in the spiritual sky of the Brahma Jyoti.
Yes.
So here in this place, Kamsa and Shishupal and people like that, they can stay there, or what happens to them? They have to come back down here, or what happens?
It's not that all fall down from Brahma Jyoti. Only those which disrespect the personality of the Supreme Lord. Well, Sayujya Mukti only Vaishnava don't like, but the rest all like this Mukti, this liberation. Merging into Brahma is the common liberation which everybody likes except Vaishnavas. So this is the highest goal of Brahmanand. Entering into the Brahma Jyoti is Brahmanand. So that is very high position actually. It's not that all fall from there, but there's a chance of falling down from there. And the point actually Srila Prabhupada is making, what the demons are getting, same liberation the Mayavadis are getting. So there is no difference between their liberation. It means that therefore devotees don't like that liberation. That's only the thing. We only Vaishnava accept four liberation, not the fifth one.
Stay there forever?
Well, some stay there forever, and after that. Anyway, Shishupal cannot be forever there, because after that he is a Jai Vijay, he will go back to the as a doorkeeper of the Vaikuntha. Yeah, they will go back after that. These are, Kansa is a demon. But Shishupal is not actually a demon. He is acting as a demon. Kansa is a demon, but Shishupal is not a demon. He is simply acting as a demon. So there is a difference. Where is this Puna? Okay, and the Lalita Sakhi? And I think today maybe the Maharaj's Parikrama, because our dancing friend is not here. Yes. Hare Krishna. So they are Raganuga Bhakta. They don't want a Vaidhi marg of rules and regulation of class. They have a spontaneous attraction, right? That's okay.
I have one other question.
Yes?
Prabhu, last time you explained that both Vaidhi Sadhana, on the path of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Bhagavad Gita Sadhana Bhakti, you achieve love, and it's not necessary that you have to.
Is not all cannot come. We will come today in this chapter, yes.
My question is, why is some devotees, they stay on the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and why some devotees after the stage of anatomy which come to this point of spontaneous attraction? What happens?
Both will come to the spontaneous, but one will follow Rag Anuga Marg, and the other will go directly to the Bhav and then go to the Vaikuntha at Dwarka. We will discuss today in 16th chapter this. Okay, now we are starting chapter 16. Yes.
One question. It's not much related to this, but after previous I am asking. We came to know about the Asura's destination. This one question I had many times in lecture, that Mother Yashoda and Putna both got same. So is that
this example is a special mercy of Krishna.
Okay. Mother Putna also
is not mother, but is assisting their dhatri gati. Dhatri means just like Yashoda, not Yashoda exactly, just like Yashoda. That is a very special example.
But not in Brahma.
No, not in Brahma Jyoti. She got the Goloka. She got Golok Dham. Yes, but still she got the Golok Dham by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is independent. He can give a special causeless mercy, and Putna is an example.
And what is the word in Dhatri?
Dhatri means one who gives feeds milk to a baby is called Dhatri. Okay, spontaneous devotion further described chapter 16. The first paragraph we know is Nandan Yashoda, nobody can be Nandan Yashoda is Raga Atmika, Sambandha. Because this part is not discussed actually in chapter 15 in Sambandha. So Srila Prabhupada is describing Raga Atmik Sambandha of Nanda Yashoda and others in the first paragraph of chapter 16. Is it okay?
Yes.
Now, what is Raganuga Bhakti? Everybody knows. What is the definition of Raganuga Bhakti?
Follow the footsteps of
Rag Atmik Bhakta. This is the simple definition. Right? Now, who is eligible for Rag Anuga Bhakti? Now, then the topic comes, who is eligible? So, here, this verse from Chaitanya Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tat tat bhav adi madhurya shrutta dhira yada apekshate natra shastram na yuktim cha tala lobha utpati lakshanam. Tat tat bhav adi. Tat tat bhav adi means whatever is there. Relation, sakha, friendship, parenthood, servitude, or conjugal, whatever. Bhav adi madhurya, madhurya, sweet, whatever sweet relation they have. Shruti, shruti means by hearing. When they hear. So, how the eligibility actually is defined? When they hear. Bhagavatam. When they hear dhira, with dhira means soberly. When they soberly hear, apekshate, they are awaiting. Na atra shastram na yuktim. And then the rules of the scripture or the arguments, they will not really binding them. Talloba, when they develop greed, hankering, real rag means attachment or color. Utpati lakshman, lakshanam, it means this is the sign that raganuga bhakti has arisen in their heart. So, translation by Srila Prabhupada. When an advanced means here, one who has at least crossed anarth nivrti. Is it okay? Advanced means one who has at least crossed anarth nivrti and has reached nishta. Okay, that's advanced. Realized devotees. Hears about affairs of devotees of Vrindavan. It means Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. In the mellow of Shyam, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhuri, all the five, Rasa, Isthai Bhav. He becomes inclined in one of these ways. So he will be attracted. Some who like Komar Leela, which is in Gokul. If he is attached to that, it means then he is Vatsalya. Then he has to follow the Yashoda, Nanda Baba, elderly gopis. Then in a pongal, when Krishna is herding cows in Vrindavan, then Sakha, friendship. And he liked that Leela and he was very much attached to that, then he should follow Shubal, Siddhamadi, different friends. And see how, what is the relation with Krishna. And if he is in a Madhurya, which is Kishore, Krishna's Kishore, when Krishna is in Kishori. In Vrindavan, what is normal child 5 years, Krishna is 3 months, 3 years, 3 months. So there is a difference between the Krishna's age in Vrindavan. Krishna 3 years and 3 months is equal to ordinary 5 years child. Because he lived only in Vrindavan 10 years and say say 4 months or something, like less than 11 years. And he was already Kishore. Usually Kishore is 14, 15. So if he is Kishore, then there is a Madhurya, attachment to the gopis. He became inclined to one of these ways, and his intelligence become attached. Intelligence means attached, means he has developed rag, which comes after asakti. Indeed, he begins to covet particular type of devotion. Covet means he desire that particular type of devotion. When such covetousness is awakened, one's intelligence no longer depend on instruction of Shastra. Means Shastra says get up early in the morning, spiritual master says no. It's spontaneous. Or logic and argument. He don't need somebody to convince him about that. He is automatically attracted. So what is here the most important point? Hearing. First, hearing about Krishna and his ragatmik bhaktas, pastime in Bhagavatam. Then he will be attracted to some of them. And then when that greed arises to be like them, which is not dependent on the rules and regulation of Shastra, it doesn't mean that he disobeys rules and regulation. But is there that he is not forced by the rules to practice. It is spontaneous. Okay, now we are going to this thing. Now motive is greed, not Shastra. The point is, out of the two, if you remember, we discussed one thing. For Rag Anuka Bhakti, the definition has two parts. One part is greed and other part is not following the rules and regulation of Shastra. Well, that does not mean that he disregard the rules. That means he don't need the somebody to whip him to wake up, to chant, to go to the temple. No, he's spontaneous. So hence, now motive is greed, not the Shastra. It means, hence the basic qualification for Raganuga Bhakti is low, which means greed, really hankering, a deep thirst, which cannot be quenched by anything. There is a strong desire to serve Krishna in a specific relationship, which means Madhurya, Sakha, or Vatsalya, or servitude. The devotional service of the Raganuga Bhakta is guided only by greed, not by scriptural injection. That is the difference between the Raganuga and Vaidhi. Because Vaidhi is guided by spiritual injection, and Raganuga is guided by greed, not the spiritual rules. Is it okay? Is this all right?
Yes.
So qualification is
greed.
Now, second qualification of Raganuga Bhakti. After greed, what else we need? Such greed is possible only when one is freed from material contamination, that is upon completing Anartha Nivarti. So there is another qualification. Who is qualified by Raganuga? One who has already crossed the sadhan bhakti up till the stage of anartha nivarti. Is it okay? Number three. Well, there are a couple more points. But in our book right now, after eligibility, can you open our book? After eligibility comes the how to practice Rag Anuga Bhakti. So this is the method of Rag Anuga Sadhan Bhakti. So what is in the 16th chapter? First, there is a description of the Sambandh Rag Atmika, Nanda Yashoda. Then there is eligibility for Rag Anuga Bhakti. And there, how to perform, method, means the way, or the process of Raganuga Bhakti, method of Raganuga Bhakti. This is the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, which is also the verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishnam samranam janam chasya preshtam nija samhittam tat tat katharatas chasau kuryad vasam vraje sada. This is the method. What is the method? Krishna samrana. Always remembering Krishna. Krishna samranam jnanam cha asya. The knowledge about Krishna and remembrance of Krishna. Preshtam. Preshtam means what is very dear to Krishna. Knowledge about those who are dear to Krishna. Nij samhitam. He is completely absorbed in that. Tat tat katha ratas. And then he has a attachment to the katha. Katha means hearing. The pastime of that devotee and Krishna. The devotee who is very dear to Krishna, what cloth he wears, what is his features, how he talk with Krishna, how he serve Krishna. So he meditate and hear this. Kuryad, when he do, where should he do this? Vasam Vraje Sada. He lives in Vrindavan, then he come and live in Vrindavan. If you remember our nectar of instruction, 8th verse, which is transition from Vaidhi to Raganuga, which says he has to come to the stage of Anartha Nivritti by nice kirtan and thinking of and absorbing in mind in Krishna's thought. So his body, mind and words attached to Krishna, then what he will do? He will come in Vrindavan and he will follow the Brajajan Anuragi. He becomes attached to the devotees of the Vrindavan of Krishna. There, Srila Prabhupada has given a little information in Nectar of Instruction. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has actually given the few words, if you remember. What are the words there? Anybody has an idea? 8th verse. There are, in the last part of the purport, there are certain words, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's commentary, Srila Prabhupada has quoted. Anybody has idea? What are these words? Nectar of Instruction. But that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting certain specific words. Anybody, you remember, you have given exam of Bhakti Nectar of Instruction? Acha? That's good. What are those words actually? Anybody remember those words? Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That will come, that we will discuss today. That stage of devotee can follow in the footsteps of one of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. This is called Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti as spontaneous devotion can be executed in a Shanta Krishna, like a Krishna's cow. Can you see this? But there are some words. Then Chitrak Patrak, all this is given. You remember all this? This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sampati Dasa, can you see this word? Samran Dasha. These dashas, these stages, these are the stages. When one reaches to that stages, then he can enter into the Raganuka Bhakti This is the commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He says, in the neophyte stage, means sadhana bhakti, one should always engage in hearing Krishna katha. This is called sharvan dasa. Here it says you have to hear first, sharvan dasa, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, quality, pastime, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called varan dasa. Means he accepts Krishna as his worshipable. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of samrana avastha. That's called samrana. Here word is samrana. Can you see the Krishna samrana? So this stage will come, Krishna samrana dasa. Is it okay? Now after samrana, the stage of remembering, recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, entrance of the five items of progressive Krishna samrana. So this Krishna samrana, right here, which is Krishna samrana in this verse, you put these five words with from the bhakti, from the nectar of instruction. Can you see the five words in nectar of instruction? What are these? Number one, stage of samrana avastha, remembering, recollection, absorption, meditation, and constant remembrance. Five. These five stages. Here is the trance. And they have also some name by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj in his commentary on Nectar of Instruction. And then, This is called Krishna Samranam. Krishna Samranam. Right? At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals. But later, remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called Anusmriti. And by uninterrupted, unceasing Anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After samrana dasha or samadhi has fully developed the soul, comes to understand its original constant position. This is called swarup, this is bhav. This is stage of bhav, when he knows his swarup. In Grahaganuga, he don't know his swarup. He knows the swarup of a person he is following. So then he knows his, that is a very important word they are used. Then he knows, his soul knows his identity, his constant position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called Sampati Dasa. Sampati means he got his wealth back. Sampati. Sampati means wealth. So this is nectar of instruction. I am reading the purport of verse 8. Is it okay? Because there all this information is about the word Krishna Samran Jnanam. Chasya means Krishna's. Prashnam means dear. And Krishna and his dear devotees. The Samranam. So Raganuga Bhakt remembers Krishna and his dear devotee, who he wants to follow. So if he wants to follow Krishna, he remember Krishna and Yashoda. Then he follow the Vatsalya. He remember Krishna and Subal. Then he is following Sakha. He remember Krishna and some gopi, particular gopi. Then he is following Madhurya. Is it okay? Now, relation of worship. One should live in Vrindavan. Then also, this 8th verse says, Brajetishtam. Live in Vrindavan. So, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally live there. This is most important. Sometimes we may not be able to live physically, but mentally one should live in Vrindavan. And I was reading sometimes the mentally living is more important sometimes. Because then you have more your eagerness and concentration. Personally, sometimes I used to say when I was preaching in Pakistan, I was more Krishna conscious than when I am living in Vrindavan. Why? Because there I needed more Krishna's mercy to survive. Here I think, well, I'm living at Krishna, what is the problem? So here the eagerness and the, you know, attachment is not as it was when I was preaching there. Yeah, this is something, when you have a craze for something, then the attachment is more. So both are equal, but living in Vrindavan is important. So this is method of Raganuga sadhana is this. Now what are the different, he's just stealing, telling another verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dasa sakha pitradi priyashira gana. Four things are there. Dasa, servant. Sakha, friend. Pitradi means father, mother, parental. And priyashira means beloved gopis. Gana means all day. Raga marge, by the path of raga, means spontaneous attachment. Nij nij bhavera, whatever is the bhav out of the four. Gana na. Krishna has many types of devotees. Some are servants, some are friends, some are parents, and some are conjugal lovers. Devotee who are situated in one of these attitude of spontaneous love, according to their choice, are considered to be on the path of spontaneous loving service. It means Raganuga Bhakti. It's a very high stage. Actually, this greed is not easy to arise. It's very rare. So now, still we are discussing. Now this is methods number one. For the method we have 4 points. At least three are here. How to practice Raganuga Bhakti? Number one, always think about Krishna and a very dear devotee in Vrindavan, in whose footstep we aspire to follow. This is the first process of practicing Raganuga Bhakti. Alright? Always think of Krishna and a dear devotee of Krishna, one who someone want to follow in Vrindavan. Number two, one should absorb oneself in topic related to them. It means here. Glorify here about that particular relation of these two. Like there is a quotation there, those who want a madhurya, they should read something which Raghunath Das Goswami has written, how the manjaris are serving Radha Krishna. So there are the details given that which we want to follow. Number three, one should always live in Vraja, physically or mentally. These are the three methods to practice Raganuga Bhakti. There's one four somewhere, I think, four and five. These are four and five also coming in the same list. One should perform mental service following after the example of one's chosen Vraja devotee. This is called seva in one's siddha rupa. And number five, seva in sadhak rup means to serve using one's body following after such persons as Rupa Goswami. So these are the five stages of practice of Raganuga Bhakti. Is okay?
What do you mean by mental service?
What?
Mental service. Mental service.
We will discuss this. We'll discuss what is mental. Is it okay? Now you're going back. Okay, now this is an important verse here. And we have to focus on this verse. Everybody should recite. Seva sadhak rupena.
Seva sadhak rupena.
सिद्धरूपेण चात्रहि तदभावलिपुस्ना कार्या व्रजलोकानुश्रा अनुशारथ सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण च अत्र ही तदभावलिप्सना कार्या व्रजलोकानुसारत. सो नाउ देयर आर टू वर्ड्स, सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण च अत्र ही. नाउ देयर आर डिवोटीज हु आर राग आत्मिक डिवोटीज इन ब्रज, दे आर सिद्ध एंड ऑल्सो इन गौर लीला ऑल दोज अपियर इन चेतना महाप्रभुज लीला एंड दे हैव बॉडी एंड दे आर डूइंग साधन, दैट साधक, दैट इज साधक रूपेण. सो आई एम जस्ट गिविंग एग्जाम्पल. श्री रूप गोस्वामी इन ए ब्रज लीला इज प्रिंसिपल मंजरी, रूप मंजरी अंडर ललिता सखी, राइट. दिस इज हिज सिद्ध रूप, राइट. रूप गोस्वामी सिद्ध रूप इज रूप मंजरी एंड ए साधक रूप इन चेतन लीला ही केम एज रूप गोस्वामी एंड ही इज डूइंग हिज साधना नाम गान संख्या पूर्वक नाम गानन. He was chanting, he was reading, he was doing all the sadhana with the body. You understand? Similarly, all the Goswami has their siddha as well as sadhakde. Is it okay? So now example is like that. Tad bhava lipsuna. Lipsuna means desire. Desire of that bhava. Karya means one should do. Vrja, like those who are in the Vraj Lokanu Ashrita. Lokanu Ashrita means becoming under those who are in Vrindavan. So the example is like this. If somebody wants to, in a Raga Marga, he has decided, well, I want to follow the Rupa Manjari as my leader. I want to assist her in her service to please Radharani, right? Now, mentally he should act as an assistant to Rupa Manjari. But as long as physical body is there, he should follow Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami is Sadhak Rupa. So in a Gaur Leela, he is a Sadhak Rupa. So we are called Rupa Anuga. It means we follow Rupa Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada writes in our nectar of devotion, even if we become perfect, but as long as this body is there, we must act as Sadhak, or the practitioner. So this verse is very important. Internally we can meditate on associate of Krishna and Braj internally, but externally the Gaura Leela Bhakta, like somebody wants, like some gopa, a boyfriend. So in Chaitanya Leela also there is 8 gopas, they are also there. So he can focus on one of those. One name anybody remember? Goridas Pandit.
Abhiram Thakur.
Huh?
Abhiram.
Abhiram, Abhiram, there are eight, all eight gopas are there. Vrishabha, who is? Pundarik Vidya Devrishabhanu. So say somebody wants that type of attachment he has, then externally we have to follow Gaura Leela. So let me give you here this statement before we go. Again we'll come here. Okay. Therefore, one should follow the eternal associate of Krishna and Vrijalila as well as Gaura Leela. So, Vrijalila is Siddh Roop and Gaura Leela is Sadhak Roop. Is it okay? Is it clear?
Yes.
Rupa Goswami, as he was chanting every day, as he was writing books, this is a sadhana. But his Rupa Manjari in his internal meditation was how to assist Radharani under Lalita Sakhi to serve Radha and Krishna. Yes, if you don't follow that, then there is a word which is in our book, then it will be like Siddha Pranali. which we should not practice. This will come. We'll come to that. Yes. Yes, and they have also.
Those cannot, how then those perform in the body? Because they are eternal spirits, when they come down, they are performing their, which is going in the spiritual world also. The Chaitanya is also in the spiritual world. So they still form, they would, suppose they have love and form in the form of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from dancing in the system. So they would have been performing in that form. Because they have taste for Vrajila.
They both, they have in a Golok Sam section where there is a Gaura Leela going on.
So when they come down,
yes.
They
are not, there's not one Krishna, one Radha. There is n many, they appear in different universes simultaneously. Like as Krishna, they can also manifest their Shakti of Krishna. They become many, there's no problem for them.
So it means all Sri Sajjana Mahaprabhu must have been,
they are in almost. Like some Murari Gupta, he's not in a Vrijalila, he's Hanuman.
Yeah,
the father of Jiva Goswami is not in Vrijalila, he's in Aram Leela. So that's also there. So they came there. Even Haridas Thakur is a Brahma came there. So there are some other, so there are other varieties also. Dwarka is there. So we'll come to that. This verse is important for the practice. So we have to practice internally and externally. So here is the it's not that I am, nobody is going to be Radharani or Rupa Manjari, they are already fixed. We have to be assistant to them. Otherwise it will be Mayavad.
But how he knows self-realization?
He only likes that I like this way to serve Krishna. What I am, I don't know. This Swarup will be manifested in Bhav. But this is sadhana still. So his swarup is not yet manifested.
So self-realization is not swarupa.
It's not, he is not in his own siddha deha still. But he has that desire arisen, a greed arisen, that I need to serve Krishna like so and so.
That's it.
This is the Raganuga stage. Sana Swarup Siddhi will come in a bhava, not before that. Now, translation. The advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving service should follow the activities of particular associate of Krishna and Vrindavan. He should execute service externally as regulative devotee, as well as internally with his self-realized position. Self-realized position means, I want to follow this devotee of Krishna. I like to be like that, but what I am exactly, you know, they were knowing, like I have to, who is Goswami, he said, I have to assist somebody to boil milk for Radha Rani or Radha Krishna. So we have a specific service as a manjari. But usually our Gaudiya Vaishnava has a specifically manjari bhav. So from that angle, because Rupa Goswami is manjari, so his all writing is mainly focused on that. But he's giving information of all other levels also. He's following. So by now, he knows. For example, devotee A, he likes Krishna as a friend. And then he will say, oh, Krishna has many friends, at least eight, he has eight friends. But which is the friend I want to like? Somebody say, well, Subal is a very dear friend. No, Shridhama is very dear. Well, I need, Stoke Krishna is a very nice dancer. I want to dance, I will want, because he gives pleasure to Krishna by dancing. Oh, he is a very good singer. Oh, he teaches, he gives pleasure to Krishna by singing. So that particular devotee, we have to find out from the scripture, relationship of that devotee, his dress, what dress he wear, how he look. So our Goswamis have given the manjari's dress, their roop, where they live, how they serve. But also there are description of the sakhas and servants. So one should simply meditate and hear that. To one stage, I am telling one more stage. Usually, almost when one is ready for that, then instead of going directly to the Golok, he will take birth where Krishna is now performing his pastime. And there he will work under that person personally. And that person will fine tune him. And then when he is perfect, then he will go and become Rahaga Atmika Bhakti himself in a Golok Vrindavan. He will become Rahaga Atmika Bhakta, but not like Rupa Manjari, but assistant to Rupa Manjari.
The point comes, like when you said, he has not realized that Rupa is falling, but he said, when he is practicing Gagaruga, like whichever he likes, but he is just living up to Nishtha level, not even the Raga and the Sakti level. So,
Well, that will come. That is still, because this is a sadhana stage. Everybody has a bhav already inside. That we know.
But it's not coming up to the list.
So this is the process to awaken the bhav. That's what the whole sadhana bhakti is, to awaken the bhav which is inbuilt in everybody. So like Vaidhi bhakti awakens, Sausi Raganuga will also awaken the bhav when we reach to that stage. So this is a process. Both are coming to simultaneous to Anarthri. After that, there are one will continue still Vaidhi, and he want to love Krishna, but he's not following Brajabasi. So then he will go to the Dwarka and become a queen. What is the problem? He can be there. He can be friend in the Dwarka also, if he is not following Brajabasi. But what we are discussing is Raga Anuga, which is only Brajabasi. No, nowhere else. We will coming to that point. So the only we understand here that we have to practice Raga Anuga at two levels, external and internal. But still Swarup is not clear at this stage. Because he learned, he liked by hearing that particular. So because it is somewhere inside, therefore it is manifesting.
Could be sentiments there, suppose I am a gopa good, but actually I am gopi good, then what's the relation?
Well, this is the difference between the Babajis of Radha Kund and Gauriya Vaishnavas. Babajis, they say, you don't have a Swarup inside. Guru will give you Swarup. This is the first principal difference between the Gauriya Vaishnava and Babajis. There are many, but this is one. And Gauriya Vaishnava's Acharya says, Swarup you have already inside. By practice it manifest. And Guru will help you when you are at that stage. But Radha Kund, you go there and they will say, oh, you, I can give you Swarup. I can give you Swarup, they say. And what happened then? They are not at Anartha Nivarti stage even. Then what they will do? They get that Swarup that is called Siddha Pranali. That is Siddha Pranali. And Siddha Pranali, Srila Prabhupada is saying, it's not a right procedure. Our Acharya never approved that Guru will give you the Swarup. No. This is what Babajis are saying at Radha Kund. Oh, come on. I will give you a Swarup. But I am not eligible. Then I will make a show of that Swarup. And it's called Siddha Pranali. So Swarup will manifest automatically when the time comes. So these are two levels of practicing Raga Anuga Bhakti, external and internal. Now we are coming to the another similar verse, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bahe antara ihara dvaita sadhana, external and internal, these are the both sadhan, because it's sadhan bhakti still. Bahe sadhak dehe, outside as a practitioner. Kare sharvana kirtan, what he will do, he will hear, but his hearing will be same of the sadhan bhakti, sharvana kirtan, but he will hear a specific Bhagavatam section which is according to his bhava, according to his liking of his nature. And also he will do kirtan. He will glorify kirtan of Krishna's dead pastime only. Mane nija siddha dehe kariya bhavana. Internally, he is now trying to awaken his siddha dehe by following that person. And he is doing his kriya activities. Ratri dine kare vraje krishnera sevana. Ultimately he is serving Krishna day and night. There are two processes by which one may execute Raga Anuga Bhakti. External and internal. When self-realized, the advanced devotee externally remains like a neophyte and execute all the shastric injunction, especially those concerning hearing and chanting, mainly. He hears Bhagavatam, but in a different mood. But within his mind, in his original purified, self-realized position, he serves Krishna in Vrindavan in his particular way. He serves Krishna 24 hours a day, all day and night. Say again, let me say one thing, that this is sadhan bhakti. We are following the siddha bhaktas. So the language is mixed. We are following siddha bhakta. They are perfect. So the language is of a according perfect bhakti devotee is doing. What my service exactly, by what my swarup is, that will be, at least this has come in mind, that I have friendship, or I have madhurya, I have servitude, that will be in services with all, but each will have one thing more. So this is language-wise, Prabhupada says all are pure devotees. But the pure devotee, anybody chanting Hare Krishna is also pure devotee. So this is a general term, but according to the stage it will be realized. So this is, now we have this. Nijabhishta Krishna Preshta Pacheta Lagiya Nirantra Seva Kare Antaram Manahaya. Nija Abhishta. What is his real desire? Actually, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. That is a Preshta, Krishna Preshta. If one wants to engage in spontaneous loving service, he must follow the inhabitant of Vrindavan and constantly engage in devotional service within his mind. Krishna is going now for herding cows. I will run behind and help him to bring the cows if they are gone far away. This is in the mind he thinks like that. This is the time Krishna is going for that purpose. So this is the way Chaitanya Charitamrita describe all these things. Now sadhak roop is external body as the devotee practicing sadhan bhakti. And siddh roop is a body suitable for eternal self service and which has been developed by internal meditation. This is the stage, actually comes at the stage of bhava. But now he is following that particular devotee. Now these are the two more in the added, 1, 2, 3 there and 4, 5 here about the method of Raganuga Bhakti. Now we are reached, therefore one should follow the eternal aspect of Krishna and Braj Leela as well as Gaur Leela. So both are there. Now we are coming to the next 6. One should continue to follow Angas of Vedi Bhakti which are favorable to one's particular cultivation of Raganuga Sadhana, such as hearing and chanting. So still he has to follow hearing. He will hear Bhagavatam, but he will hear that section which suits to his particular inclination. Is it okay? So this is number 6. These are all the methods for practicing Raganuga Bhakti. And then we will discuss, now Srila Rupa Goswami will discuss the type of Raganuga Bhakti, according to the type of Ragatmika Bhakti. So here we are. 2 types of Raganuga Bhakti, corresponding to 2 types of Ragatmika Bhakti. So Kamanuga, one is a Kamarupa Bhakti, means gopis. One who follows that path is called Kamanuga Bhakti. Kamarupa become Kamanuga, follower of the Kamrupa Bhakti, which follows after the Kamrupa Ragatmik Bhakta of the Siddh Bhaktas, that is Gopis of Vrindavan. The other one is Sambandh Anuga. So in our book, Srila Prabhupada writes conjugal and then he writes relationship. So where there is a conjugal in our book, you put the word Kamanuga. And where there is a relationship, we have to write Sambandh Anuga. In our book, you write these words, then it will be easy. Next, in the book, put these 2 words for the easier understanding. So, 2 type of Rag Anuga Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. So, conjugal and which is called Kam Anuga, and relation which is called Sambandh Anuga. Is it all right? Then the Kamanuga is also of 2 types. We are coming to Kamanuga is of 2 types, direct and indirect. Direct, which is called Sambhog Ichha Mai or Keli. Sambhog Ichha Mai or Keli. Like Sambhog Ichha Mai means like Radharani wants to meet Krishna. Keli means also many gopis like Chandravali wants to meet Krishna also. Sometime Radharani arranged Lalita and Vishakha also, senior youth, they also meet Krishna. But Manjaris never meet Krishna. So they are coming into the other group. So what is Sambhog Ichha Mai? Mood of heroine, desire to direct contact with Krishna. like Radharani. The other counterpart is Chandravali. And some senior gopis, yes, when Radharani so desire, they can meet. Indirect means tad tad bhav icchatma. Tad tad bhav icchatma means mood of heroines made. Means they don't want to meet directly Krishna, but they serve and be happy by seeing Krishna and Radha meet. Desire to relish sweet mood of gopis' love for Krishna. Even if somebody tells Manjari to go directly meet Krishna, they will never go. They never go. They get the sweet mellows seeing Krishna and Radha meet. Well, Radharani is going to meet Krishna in a kunja. But Rup Manjari is watching behind the bushes. Radharani is not going in the kunja, and she just came back. And so Krishna came out because of the unrestlessness. Why Radharani is not coming in? So he ran behind Radharani. And he just hold on the cloth of Radharani, and she become manani, she become angrily outwardly. Outwardly she is angry, but inwardly she is very happy. So, this relationship of Radha and Krishna, Manjari is relishing, Rupa Manjari. It's never like that I saw. So immediately, where is my assistant Ranti, Rati Manjari? She can also know this. So Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. So the Rupa Manjari is looking for Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, where are you? Today was the wonderful pastime of Radha and Krishna. So this is what is indirect. They relish more from a distance. They never want to directly meet Krishna. They are not into that mood at all. So direct and indirect. In our book they are also there as such. Now after that, eligibility for Kamanuga Bhakti. Who is eligible for this bhakti? So what they should do, then they will come to that level. Worship of the deities of Radha and Krishna and gopis. So this is a deity worship, but they worship Radha, Krishna and gopis. Like we have Lalita Vishakha. So when they worship this, then they develop this bhav that they can see the different pastime of conjugal love. Number two, hearing of Krishna's pastime with gopis means ras. That at least five songs of gopis are in Bhagavatam. Anybody can count five songs? One is Gopi Geet, yes. Huh? Brahmar Geet, yes, Bumblebee. Venu Geet number 3. Yugal Geet number 4. Pranaya Geet number 5. So like these five songs of the gopis which are in Bhagavata, if somebody hears that relation of Krishna with the gopis and how the gopis are glorifying Krishna, and our Acharya has given a very wonderful commentaries on that. So these two make somebody eligible for Kam Anuga Sadhana Bhakti. Okay? Worship of Radha Krishna and hearing about gopis and Krishna's relationship from Bhagavat and related Shastra, Acharya literature. Is okay? Eligibility of Kanumaka Bhakti not dependent on physical body. Can only ladies can do this bhakti? No. In our deity worship, all the pujaris are doing, all male. So even a man can attend this bhakti. For example, the example of Kamanuga Bhakti is the sages of Dandak Aranya. Man can also, we may be in a body of a male, but we can meditate in a Manjari Bhav, a Kamanuga Bhav. So the example is the Dandak Aranya. There were rishis in Dandak Aranya, they saw Ramchandra, They saw Mother Sita serving Ramchandra, they develop a deep greed. Similarly, they want to serve like that. So Ramchandra could not accept because he was acting as a Maryada Purushottam, following the rules and regulation of a king and a husband and brother and father and everything. So he blessed them that this is only suitable for you when Krishna avatar. When Krishna is appearing, you all can appear as gopis. So all these male rishis, they appear as the daughters of the gopis. And then they serve Krishna in a conjugal melo. So this is the eligibility of Karmanuga Bhakti. It's not body, male, female, both can practice this. And this is the example. Two moods of conjugal love. This is only Gauriya Vaishnava has this higher understanding. Conjugal love means Kamanuga Bhakti. At the level of Raganuga, Kamanuga. One is Parkiya, those who meditate on the unwedded gopis of Vrindavan. For those on the path of Kamanuga Bhakti, desiring to taste sweetness of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, like the sage of Dandakaranya is an example of this. On the other side, Swakya, wedded queens of Dwarka. There's also conjugal love. For those who serve on the path of Vedi Bhakti, but they don't enter into Raganuga Bhakti, they directly, they want conjugal relationship with her, but without desire for gopis type of love. There were in the book, there is an example of son of Agni. Agni as a son, he wanted to be like serving Krishna and conjugal, but not following gopis. So, this is an example in our book. So, they will appear in Dwarka and assist some queens in that same mood. So, these are the two moods of conjugal love, Parkya and Swakya. Two moods of the bhakti, mood of Vrindavan. So how these stages now? If one is in a Vrindavan mood, then from Vaidhi, Raga Marga, he will go to Raganuga, Bhav, and Prem. From the Dwarka, Vaikunta, etc., Vaidhi to Bhav, and to Prem. There is no Raganuga because there is no Vrindavan. The Raganuga word is only specific for Vrindavan. Anybody who want to follow the Vrindavan devotees, that is Raganuga. But otherwise they can go to Dwarka, Vaikuntha, Mathura. Even in Golok Dham, there is a Radha Krishna, deities there, and they can serve like this, but not in a gopi bhav. Sorry? There is a prema there. Lakshmi loves in Vaikuntha, the queens love in Dwarka, their prema is also very high prema. It's very high prema, this is the very highest degree, it's not ordinary. Only compared to the gopis, everything is, if they compare to them, then there's a difference. Otherwise, this is the highest than anything else. Now, second relationship. Sambandha Anuga Bhakti. So two types of Raga Anuga Bhakti, Kama Anuga and Sadha Sambandha Anuga. Bhakti in which one constantly contemplates oneself as the parent, friend or servant in the Vrindavan. Not Dwarka or any other place. Not Vasudeva and Devaki. Because they were in Mathura, but still when Krishna went there at 11 years age, they saw Krishna, they were awe and reverence. They could not have immediate. So anywhere where Krishna's sweetness is covered by opulence, there is no rag, anuga, or rag atmika. There is then little different flavor. So, sambandha anuga, two type of sambandha, direct and indirect. Same. Like Kamanuga 2, Raganuga 2. The direct thinking oneself to be Nandan Baba, that is Mayavad. We don't do like that. I don't want to be Nanda, but I want to assist Nanda. Last time, if you remember, we read verse number 4 from 10th canto, 9th chapter, where Yashoda is churning butter and Srila Prabhupada is writing how those who want to serve Krishna like mother can meditate what to wear, how to wear, how to do. So this verse everybody should remember. And this indirect thinking oneself different from Nanda, Shubhal. Shubhal means friend. But in the similar role and mood. And there's an example from Skanda Purana. What is the example? It says somebody in Hastinapuri wanted to have a Krishna like a son, so Narada told him to follow the Nanda Baba and meditate like that. There's a story in our book. Even, well, I was hearing something and when Lord Ramachandra, when he was going to the exile forest, he was almost, say, over 25, something like that age. And when he was meeting with his friend, this Nishad Raj Guha, they are embracing one another. The mother of Nishad Raj, she wanted, oh, if I can also really embrace and kiss him and love like a mother, she developed a paternal attachment to Lord Ramachandra. But she cannot do this because Lord Ramachandra is now grown up age. So that her desire matured and she came as a flower vendor in Vrindavan. And she was selling the fruit vendor in Vrindavan. And she was selling fruit. And then Krishna was sitting in his on her lap and telling Ma. And she so that type of desire, then they get that desire fulfilled. So Krishna, by Krishna's own mercy, sometimes Krishna does like that. So these are the those who want to even some very elderly gopi, she is so old that she don't have teeth. She's maybe 150 years old in a Dwapar Yuga. But she feels, and Krishna by that time is 3 years and 4 months. She feels, now I'm going to die. When I can really love Krishna like a conjugal rover. This is her mood. So Krishna was coming from Gokul, and they all are shifting from Gokul to Vrindavan. After 3 years and 4 months in Gokul, the whole all Brijavasi, because of the safety of one Krishna, they left the whole Gokul and they moved to the Chatikra here. So when they were coming, all of a sudden Krishna started crying. So much crying that they stop everything. And then the gopis surrounding Krishna. No, anyway, before that, what happened is Krishna was asking Mother Yashoda, who is that? He said, this is a bull, and there's a cow, his wife, bull's wife. Then he said, what is this? My mother Rohini? Oh, he's a peacock, and this is a peacock's wife. Oh, who is this? This is a parrot, and parrot's wife. Then he started crying. And he was so much crying that they all surrounded gopis, elderly, and says, what do you want, Krishna? Why are you crying? He said, everybody has a wife. Where is my wife? Everybody has a wife here. Where's my wife? So everybody was laughing. Say, anybody you select, because he's 3 year, 4 month baby. Say, anybody you want, you select your wife. So Krishna went to that old lady without teeth. He said, this is my wife. And he went and embraced. I said, why you selected this old lady as a wife? He said, I don't have teeth. She don't have teeth. We are same. So I like her. So he just fulfilled the desire of that old lady. So this is a Krishna's special mercy. So because when we know how can we get all these things, is by the mercy of the devotee or by the mercy of Krishna. So there are direct and indirect. Indirect, we follow indirect. Well, after this there is In our book, there is one word, Pushti Marg. Srila Prabhupada has given a little information about Pushti Marg. Pushti means nourishing. So generally, this word is used by Vishnu Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Vallabha Acharya, not Nimbark, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, in which Vallabha Acharya, they worship baby Krishna. And they has a Vatsalya Bhav, generally. So Pushti Marg is Sambandhanuga. So here, one note is about that in our book, Pushti Marg, which is Sambandh Anugas. They have a relationship with Krishna like a baby Krishna. And because of their influence, all over the India you see people as a small Laddu Gopal in their home. They worship Laddu Gopal because that is their mood. Is it okay? So we have completed the Sadhan Bhakti second wave. Tomorrow we will start the third wave, which is called Bhav Bhakti. And the two chapters of Bhav Bhakti and then Prema Bhakti. So Bhav Bhakti is a very high stage. We have to go for that. So any question till now? Yes?
Last shlokas, he was putting his mind in that devotee service. Before that you show some shloka where two types of what intelligence you do. And he put his intelligence completely, you know, in that Ravana.
What is that? Which shloka? Seva kare antar mana haiya.
There he mentioned the mind. And before that, in a few shlokas, he showed a few screens back. Where it is clearly shown in the beginning of when you are explaining the Raghavata Bhakti, that his intelligence completely absorbed there. And he has used his intelligence to he doesn't follow the scriptural injections.
Yeah, that's the beginning, that's the definition. Intelligence become attracted. Mind is higher than intelligence. Now here, like convinced, one is convinced by hearing. So my intelligence is convinced and mind is absorbed. Intelligence is attracted means he is now convinced about some of this, which one I like. Now he will meditate by mind on that. Yeah, that will be next stage coming. Like first conviction by hearing in the association of devotees. Ultimately, greed is also given when by some, either a spiritual master or some advanced devotee when we hear Krishna Katha. Therefore, we hear again and again and again Bhagavatam, then inside us there will be liking for some pastime, naturally. That is more or less is line we have to follow. So that is the way, therefore the Bhagavatam is one of the most important limb of the sadhana bhakti, and it continues even in Raganoga bhakti, and even it continues afterwards. It's bhav and prem, it's everything, because all premi bhaktas are there. So this is similarly, Radharani is also chanting Hare Krishna there. But she's not chanting like us. She's chanting in a different mood. Once she says Hare Krishna, she's absorbed in that ecstasy which we can never imagine. But she's also chanting the holy name of Krishna, but her chanting and our chanting is a gulf of difference. I don't know. Srila Prabhupada's Shuddha Rupa, I don't know. We were discussing in other class Bhagavatam, one of the very nice purport in 4th canto, 28th chapter, verse number somewhere 30 or something like that. Srila Prabhupada writes there, those who are at least at the level of friendship and Atma Nivedan can preach all over the world. But as long as somebody is up till Sharvan Kirtan, Pada Sevan, all this, it is a beginning. But the last two is a higher stage. So he wrote as is that the one who is preaching all over the world is at this level of Sakyam Atma Nivedan. And then he gives example, well, like Madhva Acharya, Ramananda Acharya, they were preaching. So they were at that level. Then he said, first he said about himself, actually, indirectly. Then he put these two names added into it. So there, it appears, you know, Atma Nivedan, gopis are Atma Nivedan. They in a sadhan, in a kripa. Bali Maharaj got a kripa. It's not he has any sadhan. Krishna went all the way and gave him kripa because of the Prahlad Maharaj's bhakti. And then he offered everything to Krishna as an Atma Nivedan, but not relationship. But gopis have a relationship and they offered everything to Krishna. So that Atma Nivedan level is also gopi bhav. And gopis are also called sakhis, sakha or sakhi, male or female, no difference. So whatever Prabhupada's swarup is, he has given some glimpses somewhere. For Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I was hearing some of his disciples told him, Guru Maharaj, are you Nan Manjari? So he simply smiled, he did not say anything. Like Srila Prabhupada was asked by devotees when he was in Radha Damodar, Srila Prabhupada, you were ordered by Rupa Goswami to carry out this function. Srila Prabhupada said, this is an open secret, and then he just changed the topic. Why Srila Prabhupada was practicing his sadhana in Radha Damodar temple? Why he was knowing we are Rupa Anuga, so he was focusing on Rupa Goswami. He was getting his mercy of Rupa Goswami. So all these things point towards the Srila Prabhupada's attachment to Radha Damodar Mandir, which is a place where Rupa Goswami has samadhi and bhajan kutir. So from all these, his writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu just to please Rupa Goswami, because it is his work which he wanted to be spread all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada has made it available all over the world. Even the third book after Bhagavad Gita, this is in Krishna book and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He did so quickly, this so high topic he gave so early. So there are certain reasons why he translated Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, why he lived Radha Damodar temple, and why he is saying our movement is under the direct direction of Rupa Goswami. In other words, he is accepting himself as following Rupa Goswami, the group of the Rupa Goswami's followers. So most of the things are like that. But in time, some those who are at that level can realize that, or Prabhupada can reveal to them that. But really, I wonder what is our level. We have to do really good sadhana bhakti. At this level of raga anuga, hardly to find anybody. Hardly to find anybody. Sadhan, sadhan, sadhan. Then one day, because in a bhav, when somebody reaches to the bhav, then there is a one symptom of the bhav, ashabadha. We have a hope that one day we will get. Ashabadha is something. So tomorrow we will start Bhav Bhakti. Please come prepared, reading 17th chapter. 2 days we will go for that, and then we will discuss Prem Bhakti, and then we will do the revision, because there are a couple of classes still we have to go. So we will do the whole revision. It's okay? Any question about this? Maybe we can discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna.